I thought you'd be up pretty late. And excitement level?
Oh, it was off the charts yesterday. It was a fantastic day.
This is the Science Studio special with Artemis II, and the date is the 7th of April, 2026, and the time is 11:15 a.m. Mountain Time. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to day 7 of our special Science Studio Artemis II programs, talking with Professor Jose Hurtado from UT El Paso. And he's down there in the Space Center in Houston following what's happening. Jose, welcome. This must have been as exciting a day in your life as you've ever had yesterday, right?
Yes, it was, and exhausting.
Exhausting. Okay. Tell us, what did you discover and what exhausted you the most?
Well, we're still in the mode of wading through the data, so discoveries are yet to be made, but it was just an amazing experience to be listening to the crew and actually watching them on the real-time video when we had it, doing their observations around the moon, and really just being struck in awe by the majesty that they witnessed, the privilege that they had to be able to be our emissaries collecting that data. And it was just fantastic.
From your point of view, was it the majesty of what they were looking at or the detail? You're the geologist. You're the person who knows all about everything to do with topography on Earth, and now you're learning about the moon. So what was it that particularly struck you professionally as a geologist?
Well, I mean, really, it was sort of the humanity of it, really, that struck me, even as a scientist. And I think my science team colleagues would say the same. You know, they were making fantastic descriptions of what the topography looked like along the terminator, which is the boundary between the night side and the day side of the moon. Fantastic detail that one would be hard pressed to see only from images. It's really sort of the first person view that gives you that. They were describing colors on the moon that we weren't really anticipating being able to discern. They even reported that they might have seen impact flashes, basically impact of asteroids or meteorites. We're still looking into that though. Just fantastic things. And the images, just the few that I've seen so far, of the thousands of images they collected, are just the most beautiful images I've probably ever seen. I think some of them have hit the internet already, so I invite folks to take a look at them. There's a lot more to come, and these astronauts did a fantastic job in their descriptions. It really is a testament to the training that my colleagues delivered to them and the dedication and excitement that these flying crew members really gave to the mission. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, that's wonderful, of course. And don't forget that you're part of the team that was training them. So did there come a point during the day when someone says, oh my goodness, look.
Yeah, I mean, the impact flashes were one of them. The colors that I mentioned were another. Just sort of the fine details in the topography that Victor described. Basically, it was a gasp a minute. And just oohs and ahs amongst the science team. It was just a great time. And I can't imagine a better way to spend a day listening to friends circling the moon and doing science.
Tell us a little bit about the concept of flashes. You know, little meteorites or bits of pieces of space debris out there hitting the moon. Has that been seen before?
Yeah, so that was one of the top science priorities of the mission, actually. Because we thought that humans, given the right conditions, the right timing, might be able to witness some of these things. And what it is when a meteorite or a small object at high velocity hits the surface of the moon, it releases energy, makes a crater, and you'll see a flash, essentially an explosion. Now, these things have been seen in telescopic observations. They've been seen in some remotely sensed observations. The Apollo astronauts even thought that they might have seen one or two. So we were curious to see if we could see any and how many. So towards the end of yesterday's flyby, the crew did report that they were seeing some. And this is when they were in eclipse. So basically, the sun was behind the moon, sort of hidden from
so
view.
The flash,
and so they were
would
just
show
seeing
up better.
Deep shadows.
I mean, that leads to one other thing. It's all very good to see a flash on the surface of the moon, but you know what caused it is flying around close to where you are. The chances of a piece of that material hitting the spacecraft.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the reasons why that's a high priority thing to observe. You know, there's science behind it, but there's also operations and safety sort of issues. If we're going to spend a long time in space at the moon, we need to understand what the impact environment is, how often these things happen, and that way we can at least understand, if not mitigate, the risk associated with it.
Well, if you were excited, as you clearly were and are, and you had sleep deprivation to a certain extent, the crew must be even more knackered. What are they doing today? Having a good rest, I hope?
Yeah, actually, today's their day off. So what they're going to start with, though, they just woke up not long ago. We're going to start with a science briefing, which is really the only work they have today, which is going to start soon, which is why I'm here on site today. And then the rest of the day, they'll spend exercising, catching up on email correspondence. They have email out at the moon. just really sort of taking in and recharging and getting ready for the next challenge of the mission, which is getting back safely.
Absolutely. So then tomorrow, Jose, let's say we're going to talk about the science debriefing that you're going to have today. I'd be interested to know how that functions.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being there, Jose Hurtado, Professor of Geological Sciences, UT El Paso, and he's long there in Houston. Take care and look after yourself.
Thanks, Keith. Go Artemis.